We set aside a few minutes most Sunday mornings to identify connections between unfulfilled Bible prophecy and current news and events. We take a literal, grammatical, historical approach to Scripture. That simply means we interpret the Bible in a plain, normal sense while considering its grammar and historical context. We emphasize distinct roles of Israel and the church throughout history. When you read about Israel in the Old Testament, it is the nation of Israel, the physical descendants of Abraham. And when you read about the church in the New Testament, it is people from all nations, tongues, tribes, and people who are born again and are going to go to heaven to be with the Lord prior to his Israel reestablishing a kingdom. So that is simple, but a lot of people don't feel that way. They think the Bible is more allegorical and that kind of thing. But we're able then to see prophetic passages with a strong focus on Israel's future restoration and the literal return of Jesus. So there are hundreds of prophecies that are unfulfilled. From chapter 4 forward, all the book of Revelation is future, except for the few closing exhortations at the very end. So it makes sense that God would be setting the stage for the coming great tribulation and the second coming of Jesus to establish the physical kingdom on earth that he unconditionally promised the Jews. China has a social credit system. It's a nationwide program designed to monitor and influence individual behavior. It assigns scores based on activities like financial reliability, legal compliance, and even social behaviors. Rewards include better access to services. Penalties range from restricted travel to public blacklisting. I came across a posting on Telegraph.com titled, "A Chinese-style social credit system is coming to America." They focused on this. I'll read some excerpts. It says, "In America, a peculiar phenomenon dubbed debanking is beginning to occur with increased visibility. Debanking is what it sounds like. A bank will, for various reasons, terminate your individual account. Normally, this does not grab our attention. Criminal organizations and terrorists, we all agree, should be frozen out. Recently, over a dozen Republican attorneys general wrote a letter to Brian Monahan, the chairman of the board and CEO of Bank of America, noting that the institution, quote, appears to be conditioning access to its services on customers having the bank's preferred religious or political views. In a seven-page memo, the attorneys general outlined B of A's partnership with the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the U.S. Treasury to profile conservative religious Americans as potential domestic terrorists." And so Bank of America is doing, they're not calling it that, but it's essentially social credit, where they're looking at its customers and preferring some over others because of this particular trait. That is going to continue. We already have credit reports. Right? Anybody brave enough to check your credit score ever, but you can check your credit score. And so that's you can buy this house, you can't buy that house. But we're headed to a system where by the time the Antichrist is here and he has the mark of the beast working for him, he can regulate all of your behavior based on, what your credit score is. You won't be able to travel, or you will be able to travel. You can only buy certain food, or you won't be able to buy any food, that kind of thing. Now, why is this important to us as prophecy buffs? Well, because 2,000 years ago plus, John the Apostle on the island of Patmos saw this system. He saw a cashless global economic system, and it would be a caste-type system, you might say, so that whoever doesn't meet up to their specifications is going to be left behind. Ultimately, it'll come down to the Antichrist saying, you're going to worship me, or you're being cut off completely from every service, from everything that you could want in society, and we're going to come after you and kill you. And again, is that going to happen just like that? I don't know. When's it going to happen? I don't know. But it was prophesied in the Bible. And you see in the world, it's pretty fantastic. If like 20 years ago or 100 years ago you had said something like this, people would say, well, that's incredible. That's science fiction. Now we're just waiting for it to happen. We've been desensitized. And so this is what we do. We see what's going on in the news, and we can see that the Bible talked about it thousands of years ago. Now, something else that's exciting is that Jesus promised to resurrect and rapture the church prior to his second coming and before the time of great tribulation that would come upon the whole earth. It says that he will descend from heaven into the clouds with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. He'll raise the dead in Christ, all the believers of the church age, starting on the day of Pentecost, who died will be raised from the dead. And then it says, we who are alive and remain, like us right now, will be changed and be caught up to be with him. And so it's a very important question. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready, stay ready, and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.